Motorsport 411 presents
all the four and two-wheeled action.
Motorsport 411 with Sean Cardavillas.
Welcome to Motorsport 411. Your home for all your four and two-wheel action in Africa. My name is Mary Miller, sitting in for Sean Cardavillas. Coming up in this episode, we recap the second round of the Kenya National Autocross Championship and speak to four-wheel drive turbo winner Hussein Malik. We fly all the way to Côte d'Ivoire and speak to Alain Ambrosino, the clerk, of course, of ARC Rally Bandama, another great African rally event. And finally, we visit our neighbors right here in East Africa and get to speak to none other than racing show TV presenter Captain Mike Malue and find out the state of rallying in Tanzania.
All the four and two-wheeled action. Motorsport 411.
Welcome to the show. So the second round of the Kenya National Autocross Championship, organized by the Kenya Motor Sport Club, successfully took place over the last weekend. 22 drivers competed in various categories at the Jamhuri Racetrack. I had the opportunity to speak to the four-wheel drive turbo class winner, Hussein Malik, who is the rally driver making a comeback to the autocross after several years. And I started by asking him, what made him come back to autocross?
Okay, for me was I went for the day just like for fun. A friend of mine bought the GF8 from Muragwe. He used to rally it last year, the autocross. So there's a friend of mine called Mustafa who bought the car in January. So on Friday, the guy calls me up and he tells me, "Hey, Hussein, please, let's share the car together. You just come and let's rally together." So I was still skeptical. So Sunday morning, I was like, "Ah, let me just go for it and let's go and have some fun." So, yeah, it was good. We enjoyed it. It's been like the last autocross I did was like 10 years ago. I normally do the KNRC, so autocrosses have not been that frequent with me. But it was quite fun. I enjoyed it. Autocrosses are a lot of fun, a lot of time. I think it's more family-oriented and more friendly. You know, like in the KNRC, we are always fighting for seconds or minutes, and it's quite intense. This one was a bit more relaxed.
Congratulations, you clinched victory in the four-wheel drive turbo class. But it was not an easy battle with George Jaroge, another veteran rally driver, breathing down your neck.
It was a surprise because, okay, we were rallying with George. You know, everybody knows George. Jaroge is also a rally driver. So the first practice hit we did, I think I was just a little bit excited, came over the bridge a little bit too fast. So the landing, I bent an arm. So I bent an arm and I removed the tire off the rim. So I did the whole hit like that and came back into service. So luckily we had an arm in service, we replaced it. Then the first and second hits, I don't know, I think my pressures were low because I kept removing the tire off the rim. But after we rectified our tire pressures, at least the third and fourth hit, we tried to push, and that's where I think we gained back time from George.
Wow, nice. Yeah. So what are your plans with Autocross Championship moving forward?
No plans yet, okay. Of course, okay, we have the car now, so that's okay. Yes, I'd like to do it. Like I told you, it was quite enjoyable. I found it a bit relaxing, and the other thing is also, I guess it will sharpen my skills now coming towards the ARC and WRC. So, yeah, I think we'll do more events. It's because it's fun, and I have a younger brother also rallying in the autocross right now. He's doing the two-wheel drive. So, yeah, it will be a good family day out and have some fun. So, yes, we'll try and do more events.
Ah, so speaking of family, Hussein, you come from a rallying family. So when did you start rallying, and who in your family is also in motorsport?
I started racing like 12 years ago, but of course on and off. Then I have an uncle also who rallies, but he's in Canada, so he comes for one off. But when he was in Kenya, he used to rally. My other uncle and cousin, that's Ali Khan and his dad Nizar, they are the ones who prepare the car for us, like the autocross car. So it's all family oriented. And like I'm saying, my younger brother now, he started autocross. So when we went to the track, my son was also there. And of course, you know, he gets excited and he's like, oh, dad, when are you buying me a buggy? When are you buying me, you know? So you can see the direction it's going in.
Awesome. By the way, what's the name of your younger brother? And when did he start rallying?
His name is Asfar. He rallied last year. He did a few rounds. Unfortunately, he didn't do these first two rounds because his car was not ready. He drives a Levin, two-wheel drive Levin, non-turbo. So yeah, I am encouraging him also to take it up the whole season now and try and fight for the championship. But it comes down to time and resources. But I will push him, and I know he will do the season.
Ah. Back to Autocross Championship. You are now tied in pole position with another speedster and rally driver, Eric Bengi, who didn't enter the race. But 8 rounds to go, and what are your expectations or results that you want to achieve?
Let's just say I was lucky Eric was not there. Eric is right there at the top, but of course we'll also try. I was looking at the times that the last time Eric also did it. I am a few seconds off him, of course. So if I sharpen my skills a bit more and maybe I don't know. We could fight it there with him, but Eric is in another league. But we'll try. We'll see what we can do.
You've just raced on the Jamhuri track, and the Autocross Championship goes to many tracks across the country. How would you place this event compared to the other tracks?
The Jamhuri was, I guess for the Autocross guys, maybe they would say yes, it was a bit rough, but with the KNRC rallies we've been to much rougher places, so it wasn't, for me, I didn't find it that rough. I think also the endurance that we have in the KNRC, doing 30Ks, 40Ks in a stage, compared to coming and doing 2 kilometers or 3 kilometers loop, it wasn't that tasking on me. So the track was okay, not so bad. A bit rough, but not so bad. But I understand the other tracks are much smoother. Like if the next event will be in Kasarani is an amazing track. And I'd love to drive there. Have a feel of it for the WRC. Unfortunately, last year in the WRC, we were running a KNRC event behind the WRC. So by the time it was our turn to go back to go on the track for Kasarani, it was red flagged and it was cancelled. So we didn't get to do it. So yeah, looking forward to doing the Kasarani track if that's what's going to be on the next autocross, and have a feel of it as we prepare for the WRC.
We noticed you didn't enter the first round of the Kenya National Rally Championship. Will we see you in this year's championship?
Kenya National is another ball game altogether. It's quite expensive and sad to say, no sponsors at all. You know, we really try, we struggle to get sponsors, but it's proving to be quite difficult. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because of our economy, but I think sponsors out there should now take advantage of the whole Kenya National Championship, as opposed to just coming on board for the WRC. You know, it's a build-up to the WRC, yes? And it's good to have your name out there way before the WRC, not just on the WRC event. So I don't know if that's what sponsors are holding on and waiting for, to see what happens with the WRC and stuff. But for the KNRC, it's really, really difficult to get a sponsor. So, of course, again, you have to go back, dig into your pockets, prepare the car, logistics, it's quite expensive. That's why the first round, a lot of people didn't do it. We have so many cars in Kenya, but budgets, and that's what's just really killing the drivers.
Sponsors are indeed crucial for the development and growth of motorsports in the country. We have noticed that there's no title sponsor for the Autocross Championship. What's the impact of that on the sport?
Yeah, you see, now it's a ripple effect because we drivers find it expensive with our own cars. Now imagine the organizers having to squeeze the budgets and do the rallies from the entry fees that they get. And from getting maybe 40, 50 cars, now you're ending up getting 15 to 20 cars. So still doesn't cater for preparing for the event. So they are also now filling it, you know, and it's getting tighter with everyone. So, like I say, there's big opportunity in the KNRC for sponsors out there, you know. We've got a lot of fuel companies, logistic companies that can come on board and support KNRC, support rallying in general, everything. Now with the WRC here, I don't know what guys are waiting for. This is the time to cut the pie, you know. So we hope guys come on board. We're really hopeful.
Hussein, you have had tough times in your rallying career where you had to sit out due to injuries, but you keep coming back. Why do you love motorsport so much?
Like I told you, it's been in the blood. Our family has been doing it. Personally, I'm a fan of cars. I love speed. So it's also a part of my line of business that I do. I sell spare parts in industrial area. So all the rally drivers call me and look for the parts for their cars. So it's like a good big family that I have. All the rally drivers, my friends, my customers, they all love the sport. So when we go for rallying, I get a lot of support, and at the same time, it boosts my business.
Great, thank you, Hussein, for your time.
Thank you, Mary. It was nice chatting with you.
That's Kenyan rally driver and winner of the four-wheel drive turbo class, Hussein Malik. We'll be back.
All the four and two-wheeled action.
Motorsport 411.
Welcome back. Now we fly over to West Africa, where the first round of the ARC starts in Côte d'Ivoire this weekend. I had the opportunity to speak to the clerk of course of Rally Côte d'Ivoire, better known as Rally Bandama, Mr. Alan Ambrosino. Is also a three-time ARC champion in 1983, 1986, and 1987. His best success was winning the WRC round of the Marlboro Rally Côte d'Ivoire in 1988. I started the interview by asking Alain how the preparations are going on so far.
Yes, the preparation are going well. The crew and did the first day of Ricky yesterday, and today is second day. So all same happy.
Rally Bandama has been running since 1969 and was also part of the WRC. It's been known for its very tough conditions, and many competitors failed to finish. In fact, in 1972, 45 cars started and no one finished. I mean, what is it? What's the route like? Will you revisit some of those old routes?
Yes, it's not, it's completely different now. I know it's a difficult one. We have a long special stage, but the roads are very good, and if you have some rain or something like that, I can't know that, but it's a very long rally, but it's not rough.
You are a three-time ARC champion.
Yes, three times. But I don't remember in which year.
Are we? Okay. I have a question for you, Alain. So what was it like racing back then and also competing with other African drivers like Sheka Meta?
We had amazing years. The smaller event was 2,500 kilometers. It's not possible to compare this to area now. Sheker, it was a big friend for me. It's very long time now. If I was a top rally driver, as you say, thanks for Rally Bandama.
How many entries do you have for this year's event? And how many of those are competing in the ARC?
Yeah, it's very difficult. We have 30 entry, but we have only one ASC, Gomez. I know that coming to Bandama is very expensive because we are far for East Africa, you know? for the crew, it's very expensive. So we have a good local people who want to show what they have in an international. So we have, I think it's not bad also.
How long is the rally, Alain? I mean, how many days?
We have, the rally is over 3 days and 200 kilometers of our special stage.
Alain, j'ai une question. I have a question for you, Alain. Who do you think will win the rally? Gomez from Zambia?
So, to win the rally, Laura Gomez said me. The one who drive with his brain, you know?
Ah oui, okay.
So everybody can win the rally.
I like that. I like what Gomes has said. Whoever's going to use their brain is the one who's going to win this rally. Great. I love that. Alain, what's your parting shot? Say it in French if it's more comfortable for you.
Okay. Ah oui, mais j'espère que un grand bonjour à toute l'Afrique et j'espère que il y aura beaucoup de monde qui suivront notre épreuve à travers toute l'Afrique. Et bonne chance à tout le monde. Okay?
Merveilleux. So what Alain has said, he's hoping everybody from the continent of Africa will be watching, and even those outside the continent. And he wishes everybody in the rally all the best, good luck, and thank you so much. That's what Alain said.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alain. Merci beaucoup, Alain.
Okay. Thank you, Professor. Thank you.
That's the clerk, of course, of ARC Rally Bandama, Mr. Alain Ambrosino. We'll be back.
All the four and two-wheeled action.
Motorsports 411.
Welcome back. Now we visit our neighbors, where rallying in Tanzania is one of the greatest entertaining outdoor sports activities in the country. I had the opportunity to speak to racing show TV presenter Captain Mike of the famous Kula Vumbi slogan. Kula Vumbi is Swahili for eat dust or bite the dust. So I started off by asking him to tell us more about the Tanzania National Rally Championship.
In Tanzania, rally is very popular now since we started the TV production. Unajua huko nyuma rally ilikuwa inajulikana, but the problems, the awareness, ile awareness ilikuwa haipo. So the people knows the schedule of the rally ni wale ambao they are very close to the rally family. Rally fraternity, that they know what's going on in the rally. But so since we start our show, racing show, everyone's know the calendar of the event. So normally Tanzania we have 8 events in a year, but regarding the pandemic, tumepunguza kidogo. For example, 2020 and 2021 events zilipungua. So to include the 2020 calendar and 2021 calendar, at least because the rules of regulation of Tanzania or the event, to be a champion, you need to win at least 4 events. 2020, we did 3 events, and last year, we did 4 events. So at least the champion, who is Gopal Sandhu, he made to be the Tanzania championship. So this year, regarding the EU pandemic, most of the clubs were wameshindwa to operate. There are 2 things, for my opinions. First of all, is a financial crisis, and the second is a lack of leadership. So, 3 clubs wameshindwa kufanya calendar event since 2020, 2021. Clubs kama Kilimanjaro Motorsports Club, with the one of the legend club. Wameshindwa regarding the financial, but also lack of leadership. Mzizima Motorsports Club also in Dar es Salaam, the base in Dar es Salaam, now wameshindwa kufanya event. for 3 years. Also Tanga Motorsports Club. So the calendar for this year is only 6 events for Motorsports National Championship, and we'll start with the March, Motokoni Morogoro. So so far we are in good shape, and we are waiting for the date.
Captain, what we've noticed in Tanzania is that it's always a Subaru Impreza versus the Mitsubishi Evos. What's the action like? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, Mary, Subaru and Mitsubishi ndio gari ambazo zipo Tanzania because of the maintenance and expensive how to handle the car. So the competition between Subaru and Mitsubishi is very huge here. You know, we have Evo 10 and Evo 9 and Subaru. So, and we come up with the Protos. Now we have two Protos. We have a Ford Proto and a Skoda Proto. Skoda Proto from Arising, Ford Proto from Mkwawa team. So, these two cars compete with the Subaru and Mitsubishi. You see the competition, but the Skoda Proto is in Subaru also, because the whole engine, the all gears, everything, the mechanical team is also Subaru, but the Ford is it's Mitsubishi. So we're still talking about the Mitsubishi and the Evo. So the competition is very huge. We still have, I don't know up to when, but if you see last year, only Mitsubishi win the rally, okay? And there is a rally, Subaru is on top, and Mitsubishi, they are coming down there. So competition ya Subaru na Mitsubishi will be there, and we want to see this year who will win for 2022. 2019, Subaru won. 2020 and 2021, Mitsubishi one. So let's see this year.
So Captain Mike, now I have to put you on the spot. Yeah. Between Subaru and Mitsubishi Evo, which side are you on? Tunakula vumbi pande gani?
Even me, I don't know myself. What I know is Kula Vumbi, that's it. but I'm Subaru fans. I'm Subaru fans. I really love Subaru. I don't know why, but Subaru, they have a test. Mitsubishi is a very nice car, very fast car, but Subaru is a very strong car.
July, we have Rally of Tanzania, which is the fourth round of the ARC, another iconic African rally organized by the Automobile Association of Tanzania. Tell us more.
Yeah, Rally of Tanzania is one of the big events, and every driver, even if you don't participate in national championship, but when it's come to the Africa Rally Championship, every driver they want to participate in this event. So you can imagine how big it is. It's like we are going for the picnic. Everyone's want to compete with the international drivers. Everyone's want to show up. He can drive. So everyone prepare themselves to make sure ARC is one of the event they don't want to miss it. And we are waiting. Last year we did it. It was very wonderful. It was a very great rally, and we are happy to Mweza Kuziona Ford from the WRC Junior Talented Junior Stars, three cars from the Ford, like Makurai Kimati. We are happy for him. Tunajua yuko saizi kwenye nani yuko kwenye mabarafu for the ice, but Hamza Anwar Hamza Anwar pamoja na other drivers, but the whole team, Kaltundo with R5. So the competition was very tough. Karan Patel also give us a hard time here. But we hope this year, 2022, our drivers, the most popular drivers, like Ahmed, well, maybe they will participate. He will participate, and then they give them the hard time. So we are waiting to see how the preparation in each drivers for this year. And we accept kwa racing team. They build their car because they come up with the new engines, so they rebuild. And we hope so. This year, 2022, the ARC Rally Championship will be the one of the great rally. But we are waiting to see where we are going to rally. Are we going to Mubena again, or are we going to Iringa, or are we going to Arusha? So we normally rally in Morogoro, the coast region. So this year we are waiting to see. Maybe we'll shift from the farm.
What is the future of rallying in Tanzania?
You know, the problem, the rally in Tanzania is economically or financial economic. That's a problem. We have a lot of driver. We have a car, but people, they hide it, the car, because hawana financial support. Tofauti ya Tanzania na Kenya, Kenya, they got financial support from different companies. Tanzania, it's very hard to get a sponsorship. I don't know, kwa sababu maybe ya infrastructure zetu ama policy, it's hard to get a sponsorship. That's a problem. But the future, if you're talking the future, the event will be there, the rally will be there, the driver will be there. But how many driver in event that will participate? So the number will be maybe 15, the minimum number for each event. But if we got a sponsor, like ARC, you know, the ARC, most of the drivers, they got a sponsor. Of course, most of them, they just sponsor themselves. They increase in the number. So you find that Tanzania entry, maybe 25 or 20 or 18. So if we got a sponsor, if the government change maybe the policy to make sure kwamba sponsors wanna support motorsport or wanna support sports in general, I think the motorsport in Tanzania will change from one direction to another. So we opt for the best. We need to have R5. We need to have R4 here. We need to see a beautiful car in Tanzania. Not protos. We need to see the manufacturer to be here.
WRC Safari Rally is coming in June, and we missed Tanzanians last year from fans and drivers. I hope we will be seeing your drivers and fans this year.
The fans will participate, but we don't have a car. The qualifying cars, we have a qualifying cars, like a two car, I think so. Two or three cars, they are qualifying. We have three Evo 10, which is qualifying, it's NRC 2. But I don't think if the drivers, they are ready to participate in that event. But the fans will be there. A lot of fans this year watakuwepo, because last year, remember, your COVID restriction and so. But this year, please, hey, expect a number of Tanzanian people to cross the border to come and support African driver, Kenyan driver, but to support the WRC to be in Africa.
Your show, The Racing Show, is one of the few motorsport shows that keeps us up to date when we follow you on YouTube and TV. What inspired you to start this wonderful show?
It's a very good question, Mary. I love motorsports. Not only motorsports. I'm a sportsman. I love basketball. I love football. I was in administration for basketball for so many years. But I changed my mind. I say, now I need to support this sport. You know, since I start producing and TV personality, I do motorsports all my career for since 1999, 2000, and motorsport is in the family. One of my mom, he married with a rally driver, Frank Taylor, the legend Frank Taylor, if you know him. I went to the rally the way back. I was working with the ITV, one of the TV station here in Tanzania, but I left there 2007, and I'm doing my own business, doing other stuff. So, but in 2014, I say I need to be back on TV and doing a motorsport show. So I create this show and I call it a racing show, and then I joined to Azam TV, and they support me to make sure this event or this program, the racing show, become one of the program in East and Central Africa who produce a motorsport in detail. So that cover the ARC calendar most of the time. 2019, I cover the all events except Ivory Coast, which is very far. But all in all, I love motorsports. I love people around motorsport, and I'm happy I got support in each country. I travel, Uganda, Kenya, thank you very much. You support me. The old team, the old clubs, the old drivers support me very well. If I ask, I need help, like Riaz, Ismail, Absalom, Eric Bengi, the old drivers, if I call them, they support me very, very, very positive. So I'm very happy. And here in Tanzania is one of the popular show. Every places when you go in there and say, Kula Vumbi, Kula Vumbi, Kula Vumbi, Kula Vumbi. That's our slogan. And people love it.
Kula Vumbi, wow! Thank you, Captain Mike. And we hope to see you in April here for Equator Rally.
Nashukuru sana, nashukuru sana wote, wasalimie wote. Hope to see you guys on April kwenye Africa Rally Championship. Let's hope for the best. And let's meet in next show. Kula Vumbi, wewe!
Motorsports 411 with Sean Cardavillis.
That's it for this week's show of the Motorsport 411. We would like to thank Hussein Malik, Anna Ambrosino, and Captain Mike Malue of the Racing Show. This show is produced by Lee Kanyotu of Big City Studios. My name is Mary Miller. Have a great motorsport weekend, and like Captain Mike would say, Kula Vumbi, eat dust. Bye.